WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Hurricane Melissa blowing past Cuba. It made landfall there before dawn as a Category 3 storm. It's now weakened to a 2. Parts of eastern Cuba could get as much as 20 inches of rain. Damage assessments are going on in Jamaica, where there are power outages, widespread damage after what this woman describes as a ferocious hit from the storm.
It was horrendous. It was horrible. The sounds were terrible.
WNBA player Tina Charles is with family in Jamaica.
Communications have been crippled. You know, there's families that lost their home, everything that they have, especially in St. Elizabeth in that parish. It's very gut-wrenching. It leaves me emotional, and I plan to do anything that I can to help Jamaica.
Now to the Middle East, where Israel attacked targets in Gaza, claiming Hamas violated the ceasefire. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
The strikes stopped this morning. There were, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, 100 casualties, some deaths, and quite a few children. For the moment, the ceasefire is apparently back in effect and holding. I think anybody would admit it's pretty fragile.
The U.S. and South Korea have advanced trade talks during President Trump's visit. Although a deal's not yet been signed, the two sides are talking about $350 billion that would be invested in the American economy. Day 29 of the government shutdown, and in just a few days, some 42 million people will be affected by it when food assistance benefits expire. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Georgia Miartin heads up a nonprofit organization that helps provide food to families in need in South Carolina.
We know that on November 1st, those 260,000 households, 550,000 people will suddenly not be able to use this important food benefit to meet their basic nutritional needs.
Democratic leaders in more than half of U.S. states have sued the Trump administration to try and stop SNAP benefits from running out this weekend.
The AI chip giant NVIDIA today became the world's first $5 trillion company. CBS MoneyWatch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
It means that if you're looking at your 401k today, NVIDIA, of course, a big driver of a lot of that, with a lot of money being invested in index funds, which track, you know, the S&P, which the NVIDIA is a part of.
Federal Reserve policymakers wrap up a two-day meeting today. It's expected there will be a quarter-point interest rate drop. And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 229 points. The S&P up 16, NASDAQ up 129. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's a not guilty plea for the Racine man accused of stalking the Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Ryan Thornton said in court yesterday he'll represent himself. The case will proceed to trial. Thornton faces up to 3.5 years in prison if convicted. The state of Wisconsin is suing to force the release of federal food share funds during the shutdown. Governor Evers says the USDA's restrictions endanger vital food aid and that the state likely won't cover the shortfall with its own money. Crews have started work on the Lincoln King housing development. The project will create 35 new homes with support from the city, Habitat for Humanity, and local developers. A new Wisconsin bill would require repeat reckless speeders to install GPS-based speed-limiting devices in their cars. Drivers convicted twice of speeding 20 miles per hour or more over the limit within 5 years would have to use the device for a year at their own cost. And voting is underway for Racine's Spooktacular Homes Decorating Contest. People can vote for their favorite Halloween displays online, with winners announced on Halloween. Racine, Kenosha, and many communities do trick-or-treating on Friday. You can see some times online at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers drop Elijah Gray. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers have released forward Elijah Gray from the men's basketball program. In a statement, the university says they cannot discuss the details of the case, only to say it was an incident before Gray transferred from Temple to Madison. Now, losing the 6'8" forward leaves a void in the Badgers lineup. On Monday, head coach Greg Gard talked about the new look to this year's roster.
From the beginning, I've liked how this group competes. You know, we scrimmage Saturday. I've seen just the competitive nature of this group, and it's been different guys, different days. But we got to continue to get better on both ends of the floor, and you know, we'll use this week.
They host Campbell University Monday night. NBA, the Bucks with a 121-111 win at home over the Knicks. Milwaukee now 3-1 on the season. They host Golden State tomorrow night. Baseball, the World Series tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 tonight in L.A. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine, a few clouds around for your Wednesday afternoon. Just a bit of a breeze coming off the lake there. East at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low to mid-40s. Partly sunny Thursday and mid-50s. Right now, it's 51. WRJN.
1, 2, 3. local news time. Let's hit WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget this afternoon. Pretty serious, heavy guitar work on this one. It's a song that inspired Hendrix to record it. But you'll hear the original version of the song at 1:45-ish this afternoon on WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful?
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Good would live Timeless Hits, WRJN, with Dan Marcus. Glad you're here, because it's time for me to remind you that high school football is still going strong with a big game Friday night. Racine Lutheran playing New Glarus. A lot on the line for this game. You can hear it here, sponsored by Lee's Deli and Main Street Bakery on WRJN. The kickoff is at 7, pregame at 6 o'clock. Don't miss a minute. New Glarus versus Racine Lutheran. High school football at its finest. It's the playoffs with WRJN.
Are you ready to do some baking? Because it's We Energy's cookiebook time. This year's book is packed with dozens of cookie recipes to bake and share. We're sure you'll find a few new favorites. Pick up your copy of this holiday tradition from We Energies at one of our drive-through distribution events. Go to WeEnergies.com to find an event near you. From all of us at We Energies, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. We Energies, energy you can depend on.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Love, well, before,
Jordan,
Jordan,
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Bill, why are you holding out? Marry the girl. Fifth Dimension.
Just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing. We're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. I mean, well, I'm.
the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's new leadership at the South Shore Fire Department, and it's a familiar name. Dustin Ellis is taking over as chief after serving more than 15 years with the department. He had been filling in as interim chief this year. Ellis will now lead 69 firefighters who handle thousands of calls each year in Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant. He says his goal is steady growth to meet the needs of the growing communities. A Racine man accused of stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky has entered a not guilty plea. In Dane County Court yesterday, 39-year-old Ryan Thornton says he'll serve as his own attorney. The judge ruled that there is enough evidence to send the case to trial. His bond remains at $85,000 with a new court date not yet set. Police in Racine say a man out on bail for a felony drug case is in trouble again, this time for fighting officers and making threats. Officers say 39-year-old Justine Brown refused to follow commands during a traffic stop, tried to swallow marijuana, and hurt an officer in the struggle. Prosecutors say Brown later threatened to attack one of the officers. He now faces multiple new charges, including several counts of felony bail jumping, just months after his last arrest. And voting is open for Racine's Spooktacular Homes Decorating Contest. The entry period is closed, but you can still get involved by choosing your favorites online. A statement says it's all about showing off community spirit and Halloween fun across the city. The winners will be revealed on Halloween. Racine, Kenosha, and most other communities in the area will do trick-or-treating on Friday. You can check out a complete list at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine, a few clouds around for your Wednesday afternoon. Just a bit of a breeze coming off the lake there. East at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low to mid-40s. Partly sunny Thursday in mid-50s. Right now, it's 51.
You need not wonder why. There's no time left for. This is Bob Newhart. You're listening to Dan Marcus.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dan.
To one and let the other one ride. There's so many changes
that song's heavy. Wait till you hear the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets this afternoon at 1:45. Pretty serious stuff. It's coming up on WRJN.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time and climbing for some crystals falsely. And then along comes Mary. And thus she will get a kick, study my steady chick and give me fickle memories. Oh, baby, really got the tales from all the fields and tribulations. Punch. When big desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks, so sickness is the game they play. And when the masquerade is played, the neighbor folks make jokes at who is most to blame today. And then along comes Mary. And does she want to set him free or let him see reality from where she got her name? Is as sweet as the punch.
Some way to come a day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Dan Marcus, close personal friend of Kurt Vollmann. I mean, it's not like he's had me over to his house or anything, but I mean, we work together. That qualifies. So I am qualified to tell you that this afternoon's 5 o'clock class reunion going to be exceptionally good as he salutes the class of 1972 with a few of your songs, some of the things that happened while you were in school. Class of 72 focused on. Upon, I should say, with Kurt Vollmann's 5 o'clock class reunion this afternoon on WRJN.
Big deals!
It's the WRJN Big Deals Halloween sale. Here's a scary good deal. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No promo code needed. From local restaurants to retail, now's the time to stock up. Get ahead on your holiday shopping with gift certificates that make the perfect stocking stuffers. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and save big with the WRJN Big Deals Halloween sale.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
your favorite holiday candy? Time of the season to ask that question, and we're asking it on our website. More about that coming up.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
WZTI Greenfield.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A major cleanup effort's getting underway in Jamaica after the blast from Hurricane Melissa. CBS's Jason Allen is in Kingston.
There was intense rain. There was flash flooding. It's destroyed parts of the island. And officials have been telling us there are entire communities on the island's southwest end that are underwater. We're really just beginning to see some videos emerge of all the damage there. There are many homes that have been turned into piles of rubble. Other buildings still standing are completely flooded.
River flooding triggered by rain from the hurricane is blamed for at least 25 deaths in Haiti. And there's news today about our climate.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. A major study on the health impact of global warming links toxic air pollution, wildfires, and the spread of such once-rare diseases as dengue fever to a failure to tackle global heat, resulting, the researchers say, in a death toll that's now reached an average of one person a minute around the world.
It's day 29 of the government shutdown and a familiar refrain of blame delivered by House Speaker Mike Johnson.
This is not the Republicans. This fault
is squarely on the shoulders of the Democrats, and they're the ones causing you the pain, and don't ever let them forget it. Thank you.
The White House has fired all six.